Welcome, I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I want to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The title is Trust Yourself, Gain Client Trust. We all know that successful long-term advisor-client relationships are built on trust. The question is, are we as advisors trustworthy? There are many levels and dimensions of trust, and it can be examined and discussed in many ways. Trust is not just about character. It can simply be about how we act or come across to another person. In the same setting, with the same actions, one person may trust you and another may not. So to develop trust with different people, you will need to adapt your behaviour to meet them on their terms. In our work of mentoring people based on behavioural styles, we teach that for a client, or any person for that matter, to trust you, then the first step is for you to trust yourself. Trusting yourself will free you to trust others, and the environment is then set for them to trust you. Of course, some clients and advisors will be naturally low in trust because of how they are hardwired. So even though you are trusting, your client may not be. Nevertheless, having a heightened self-awareness of all of the dimensions of who you are and who the client is will help in the building of trust. To be blunt, if a client does not completely trust you, then first look at your own behaviour. A large part of our wealth mentor training and our quality life programs are about self-discovery to develop greater trust in yourself, your relationships and your decisions. Recently, State Street Advisors sponsored a very powerful research article prepared by Wharton University, Bridging the Trust Divide, the advisor-client relationship. Every financial advisor and even investors should read this article. The article focuses on what is needed to build trust and then importantly what damages trust, although it does not address trust completely in the same way I have above. However, our beliefs are the same and the point of trusting yourself to build client trust fits in well. This article says that trust can be developed with demonstrating competence, character and empathy. Empathy is definitely related to knowing who you are and then how to recognize the feelings of others and relate to them. Often competence and character are what get an advisor a meeting, but the relationship is lost because of behavior, i.e. the empathy is not there. This article points out very strongly that trust is damaged in the fee discussion or the lack thereof. The whole issue of fee transparency is a major factor in the loss of trust. Why do advisors get fuzzy about fees? Because they are concerned about their ability to communicate the value of what they deliver. When you work through all the layers, it often comes back to the advisor not trusting themselves and the value they provide. Further, if you are perceived to be delivering a portfolio of managed funds that mark the market, then what is the value? The industry is decommoditizing fast. To win in the climate of decommoditization will mean delivering value for what is charged and differentiating the service. Advisors will have to learn how to work with the client at all levels of their lives and not just their money. This is what I call quality life planning. Yes, this approach is going further than traditional product-based planning. What it will mean is that the advisor will have to know more about themselves, be confident in who they are, and through this believe in the wisdom they have to offer. One of the messages I have learned is that we all have a story to tell. Believe in the power of your own story and communicate it. This is where the wisdom comes from and is what will set you up to be a great mentor to others, not just their advisor.